بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وما بعد، So how many of you have read, let me begin with that, how many of you have read a book on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Anybody? Show of hands. Anybody? Dobar. Good, alhamdulillah. So this is something that I want you to do. When you go from here today, make this as your niyyah, inshallah, that you will read a book on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? Correct? And anybody wants suggestions of which book to read and so on, I'll give you. By the end of tomorrow course, I'll give you the names of a couple of books. There are many, many books, alhamdulillah, and excellent books. I have written two. But there are many books. So read at least one book on the seerah. The important thing to understand, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you for coming to this course, I want you to think of this course as something which is not just good to do and so forth, but something which is literally critical to your life. And I will tell you why it's critical to our lives. This is not just my opinion. The seerah of Rasulullah, and seerah means his way, his path, his life, his biography, is critical to our lives. Because with that, because the seerah of Rasulullah, his life, is a tafsir of the Quran. Literally, his life is a tafsir of the Quran. It's a demonstration of the Quran. Again, not my opinion. This is what our mother says, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, said to somebody who asked her. The man asked her, he said, please tell us something about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she said, don't you read the Quran? He said, yes. She said, his life was the Quran. His life was the Quran. The meaning of that is that in his life, you could see the Quran reflected. And the dalil for that is also from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ. So those of you who know Arabic, these are terms of emphasis. Surely, definitely, indeed. So for example, one way of saying is, this water belongs to me. Another way is, definitely this water belongs to me. Surely this water belongs to me. That means this water cannot possibly belong to anybody else. There's some, for whatever reason, I'm emphasizing that this water belongs only to me. So Allah is saying, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ. Surely and indeed, Allah has blessed. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ. The inam of Allah. عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. On the mu'mineen, on the believers. And may Allah count us all among the mu'mineen, inshallah. Allah said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And what is this ni'mah? Allah said, surely Allah has sent his ni'mah, his blessing. What is never? إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised from them, from the believers, His Rasul, His Messenger, who is from them. So it's a double blessing. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ, from them, رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And the Rasul is from them, meaning the Rasul is also a human. The Rasul is also from the same believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending the Rasul is a blessing. But when the Rasul, Allah is saying, not only did I send you a Rasul, but the Rasul is one of you. Does everyone understand Urdu? Sab log, aap bhi? तो हम बोलते नहीं कि भाई आप जानते हो हम किस खानदान से, हमारे नाम से आप जाहिर होता है कि हम किस खानदान के. सो व्हाट डज इट मीन? इट मीन्स दैट देयर इज सम स्पेशल ऑनर ऑफ बिलोंगिंग टू ए पर्टिकुलर फैमिली. तो अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला से अल्लाह हैज ऑनर्ड यू दैट द रसूल इज फ्रॉम यू. यू कैन से आप जानते हो हम कौन है, हम अल्लाह के रसूल के लोग हैं. आप लोग नहीं हैं, हम अल्लाह के रसूल के लोग हैं. क्योंकि अल्लाह ने कहा है कि मेरे रसूल तुम में से हैं. वी कैन से दैट वी आर द पीपल ऑफ रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. एंड वी आर नॉट सेइंग इट, अल्लाह हैज सेड माय रसूल इज फ्रॉम यू अलैहि सल्लतु वसल्लम. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said four things, four steps. I'm giving you the evidence, the dalil of why I said that the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Qur'an. And the Qur'an itself is dalil for this. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. चार चीजें अलग. यतलु अलैहिम आयातिहि, टू रिसाइट फॉर देम हिज कलाम. व युज़क्कीहिम, टू प्योरिफाई देम. व युअल्लिमुहुमुल किताब, टू टीच देम द बुक. वल हिकमा, एंड टू टीच देम विजडम. एंड देन अल्लाह रीइन्फोर्स्ड एंड अल्लाह सेड व इन कानू मिन कब्लु لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And Allah said, before this, before the bi'asat of the Rasul, before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, these people, meaning the believers, were indeed misguided. لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Truly they were among the misguided. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reinforced, emphasized on the one hand the double blessing of Rasulullah coming to humanity, and on the other hand that before his coming people were indeed misguided. So he is showing here that the way of the Prophet, the seerah of the Prophet, the tariqah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sirat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the only guidance. Think about this. भाई आखिर नबी के आने के पहले भी लोग कुछ तो कर रहे थे, तो किसी तरीके पे थे. Even before the coming of the Prophet, the people were on some tariqah, this way, that way. अल्लाह से हमारे नबी के भेजने के बाद में हमने भेजा है, तो उससे पहले लोग गलत तरीक़ों पे थे. तो इसके बारे में क्या हुआ कि सही तरीक़ा कौन सा है? जो आया, कौन ले आया? नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ले आए. सो अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला सेइंग दैट पीपल वर ऑन सम, दे वर डूइंग डिफरेंट थिंग्स. सम वर फॉलोइंग मे बी ग्रीक फिलोसफी, एरिस्टॉटल एंड सो ऑन, एंड समबडी वाज फॉलोइंग समथिंग एल्स. Allah said, I sent my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before that people were misguided. Meaning, the guidance of the Rasul is the only guidance. Everything other than the guidance of the Rasul is misguidance. It doesn't matter who it comes from. It does not matter who it comes from, it is misguidance. It is only guidance is the guidance of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now think about that, that this applies and will continue to apply till the last day. Any way which is different from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is misguidance. We follow his way only. So Allah is saying here, his way is the guided way. So four things. Yatul alayhim ayatihi. To recite the ayat, the kalam of Allah. These are not four separate things. These are four steps. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ To recite for them the kalam of Allah, to recite the revelation. What did Allah send? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَّا إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Verily, I am Allah, and there is no one other than worship except me. So therefore, establish salah for my dhikr. Establish salah for my remembrance. So ye to ayat hove. This ayat was revealed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have recited the ayat. So what did the people say? What do you say? What would the Sahaba have said? They said, yes, we are ready, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. We are ready. But how to do it? Establish salah. Did Allah tell us what does it mean? How it is to be done? What is the structure? Kya padna hai, kya nahi padna hai, kya karna hai, kya nahi karna hai? Namaz qayam karo. Hum tayyar hain. Kaise kare? Namaz ke qiyam ke maane kya hai? Allah nahi kaha namaz padho. Hum namaz padhte hain. Allah nahi kaha padho. Allah ne kaha qiyam qayam karo. Allah said establish salah. Aqimu salah. So, how? What is the method? Starts where? With purification. Budu karo. Hegine. If somebody comes and tells you, teach me salah, what is the first thing you should ask him? Nahi puchte log. Teach me, okay, but stand here. Are usse puchho budu to kiya ki nahi kiya? Paak hai, nahi hai. Usul ki zarurat hai, nahi hai. आप शुरू हो गए सूरह फातिहा पढ़ो अरे सूरह फातिहा के पहले भाई तो है कि नहीं पूछना चाहिए ना दिस आर थिंग्स टू आस्क राइट इफ समबडी सेज टीच मी हाउ टू प्रे वेयर डज इट स्टार्ट शुड स्टार्ट विद तारा दैट्स वेयर इट स्टार्ट्स इफ यू नीड टू हैव मे गुसल गो मे गुसल फर्स्ट बिकॉज बिफोर द गुसल आई व्हाट इज द पॉइंट इन मी टीचिंग यू दिस तकबीर तहरीमा एंड सो ऑन सो यू फर्स्ट गो एंड प्योरीफाई योर सेल्फ इफ यू डोंट नीड गुसल बट यू नीड टू मेक वुदू गो मेक वुदू Well, I don't know what is wudu. I never heard of wudu. Then you take him. Sit down. Okay, this is how it is to be done. This is the method of wudu. You make wudu. Now you come. Purification. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Recitation. Recite. This is what Allah has commanded. This is the rule. And then, purification. Yuzakkihim. So tazkiyah or purification is tazkiyah of the body, which is wudu, clean clothes, if you need ghusl, clean place to pray. But what about internal purity? What about the heart? I made wudu, I made ghusl, I'm praying in the masjid, place is clean, but in my heart, I think that unless such and such a candidate wins in this election, the future of the Muslims in America is finished. Because if such and such other candidate comes to power, Muslims will be destroyed. That's in my heart. I'm standing there saying, Allahu Akbar. Really? Allah is Akbar? Are you sure? If Allah is Akbar, then what is this thing in your heart? so-and-so will harm me, so-and-so will benefit me. If I need something, I have to go to this person. Unless that person agrees, nothing good can come to me. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji. Has he? Definitely go and vote. Vote for whoever you think is good. That's a different issue. Because you are a citizen, you are that is one of your rights as a citizen. You should exercise the right. But to have that thing in your heart to say ke nafa aur nuksan kisi insaan se hota hai, that benefit and harm can come from some human being. Or Allah ke samne khade ho ke aap kya bolte ho? Iyyaka na'bud wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ae Allah teri hi ibadat karte. Aur tujhi se madad mangte. Really, we have to ask ourselves, am I standing in front of Allah and telling lies to Allah? Tazkiyatul nafs is as important, if not more important, than as tazkiyatul jism, tazkiyatul jasad. Clean the heart, no shirk, no bidat, no hope from anyone other than Allah, no fear of anyone other than Allah. And then purify the heart. No hatred, no greed. No? Only the thing which should be in the heart is Ridha of Allah. Allah radhi ho jai. Allah radhi ho jai. Allah radhi ho jai. So, وَيُزَكِّهِمْ And then Allah said, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ So now the person said, he heard the ayat, he purified himself, internal and external. Now how should I pray? What is the way? And there's a beautiful hadith. A whole group of young people came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they ranged in ages from maybe about 10 years to about early 20s. So they were, you know, teenagers, and maybe a couple of them were in their 20 or something. And they spent 3 weeks with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 3 weeks. They stayed in Masjid Nabawi Sharif. They got food from the houses of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they spent 24/7. 24 hours with Rasulullah for 3 weeks. And after 3 weeks, Rasulullah was very sensitive to people around him, and he realized that at least the younger ones, they were maybe missing their home, missing their parents. So he asked them, he said, do you want to go? Are you missing your parents and so on? So the Sahabi reported, he said, you know, how to answer this? We are in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he says, do you want to go home? Can you say yes? No. But dilme jana to bhi jaane, especially the younger ones, you know, they want to go home and so on, but how to say yes? We can't say yes. So they said, we kept silent, we didn't say anything. See the adab, even those days, even the little ones, how much adab there was. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then sat them down, he did a quick recap. And then he said to them, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. He said, pray as you have seen me pray. He said to them, at the time of prayer, one of you call the adhan, and then you lead the prayer, and you pray as you have seen me pray. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni, as you have seen me usalli. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you have seen me pray. This is the methodology, teaching of the kalam. And the hikmah is, what does salah give me? What happens? Why, if I pray and I'm doing all this, I have agreed, I've understood the need to pray, I have purified myself internal and external, I've learned how to pray, I am praying, what is the benefit? The hikmat of it. I learned the how, the why of it. Just one hadith, inshallah, enough. Many, many of them are there, alhamdulillah. Just one is enough. Hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who prays as I have ordered him to pray, meaning the five salat on time. He said, the one who prays the five salahs on time, as I have ordered him to pray, on the day of judgment, on Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is my responsibility. It is my responsibility to forgive him or her and enter them into Jannah. Allah is not just saying, I will do it. Allah said, it is my responsibility. And he said, the one who does not fulfill this, I may do it, I may not do it. So this is something to keep in mind. And say, what is it that I can do where I become one about whom Allah said, it is my responsibility to forgive this person and put him into Jannah. Very simple and very easy. Just pray on time. If you can get to the masjid, alhamdulillah, that's even better, because the salah by jama'ah is 27 times more reward than praying by yourself. But if you can't get to the masjid for whatever reason, don't delay the salah. Pray at the time of prayer. Right? So we began this discussion from where? We said that, why should you study the seerah? Because the seerah is the tafsir of the Qur'an. The seerah explains the Qur'an in action. And in that connection, I gave you the explanation with the dalail. How does the seerah explain the Qur'an? Here is one way. And the example I gave you is the example of salah, which is the most important duty that we have, and which is something which we do five times a day. This is a clear indication of how the seerah of Rasulullah is an explanation of the Quran. Right. Any questions, thoughts? So the question my brother asked is, how can we get our children to practice and live by the seerah and do it from their hearts? Generally, you can practice the seerah and live by the seerah if you love the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So the hub of Rasul alayhi salam is the reason, the motivation to live by his way. Number one. Number two, how can we get our children to live by the seerah? By living by the seerah yourself. I know he knows that, but since the question is asked, I need to answer it. How can I get somebody else to do, whether it is my child, whether it is whoever, how can I get somebody else to do something? What's the way? Do it yourself first, especially with children. How can I get my children to pray on time? By praying on time yourself. How can I get my children to pray in the masjid? By praying in the masjid yourself. One of my very dear friends of Hyderabad, Jamil Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he passed away. He used to go to Salatul Fajr. There was a masjid near their house. He would always go for Salatul Fajr to the masjid and all other salahs also, but Fajr he was very particular. And one day his children tell me, and all the sons used to go. He had four sons, all the sons. So one day I commented, I said, you know, this is very nice to see you guys all go, and your father is there, and I never see anybody missing. They said, because if anyone is missing, when we come back home, my father will not eat his food. He never prepared that. He never beat them or anything, no. He will not eat his food. He said, why are you not eating? Because he didn't go for salah. He didn't come for salah. Why didn't you, why were you not well or something? No, I'm not well, I slept. I will not eat. So it reinforces, I mean, the salah is so important that my father will not, father didn't miss the salah, the son missed the salah, and the son did not miss, he missed praying in the masjid. He prayed at home. Must pray in the masjid. The masjid near the house, why are you praying at home? You pray in the masjid. When the father is going there, son goes there. So how do we inculcate this desire to live by the seerah in our children? Two ways. One is to do it yourself. Number two is to instill the love of Rasulullah in our hearts and in their hearts. And how to do that? By learning about it. How can you love somebody you don't know? No, logically you cannot love somebody. And the beauty of the life of Rasulullah, and we'll see that today and tomorrow, inshallah, is unlike the lives of almost anybody else. Most people today, nowadays, everybody, everything, whatever is supposed to be or should have been private is now public. People go to eat food first. When you go to eat food, what do most people do first thing? They take a photo of the food. To do what? To put on Instagram. अरे भाई आप खाना खाने के लिए खाना खाओ फोटो भी क्या करने का नो दिस इज व्हाट आई एम ईटिंग इट्स अ स्ट्रेंज थिंग इज़न्ट इट आई मीन सोशल मीडिया व्हाट यू नो देयर वाज अ टाइम एंड आई एम नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट सम एंशिएंट हिस्ट्री एटलीस्ट इन माय ओन चाइल्डहुड आई हैव सीन दिस वी यूज्ड टू राइट डायरीज राइट डिफरेंट पीपल रोट डिफरेंट डायरीज इन डिफरेंट वेज बट डायरीज. Now, these diaries were private. This is my diary, I am writing. Even if my own father or mother read that diary or looked at that diary and I saw them doing that or I knew they did that, I would be very upset. Okay, without my permission, without asking me, how did you read? Aapne mere ijazat ke bagair meri diary aapne kaise padhi? Today we voluntarily put everything which used to be in the diary, we put it on, not just the father and mother, but everyone, the whole town knows what I'm eating, the whole town knows what I'm wearing, the whole town knows, because it's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, and we have made our own lives, the private parts of our lives, the private times of our lives, we have made them public. This is how society has completely turned upside down on its head. So the life of, therefore, the reason I said that is because if you see now, the celebrities, all their private life is public. Any decent moral human being, when you see some of the details of the private lives, what do you feel? You feel, what kind of life is this? So in English we say, familiarity breeds contempt. Then if you get very close to a person, then you will start learning things about them which you then dislike the person for those reasons. Thoda dur se rehna achha hai. You maintain your love and respect for that person if you are a little bit far away. If you get close to them. But with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the more you know about him, the more you love him. The other way around. With most people, the more you know about them, you start discovering things that you don't like. But with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the more you know about him, the more you love him. And that's why studying of the seerah is so very, very important.
Right. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.